6186 now.
Hump Day, you should be happy, America, at least if you work in a traditional type of field or office, cubicle, basically. Cubicle farms are everywhere, aren't they? Because that means you probably only have 2 days, well, 3 days left to work, and then it's another weekend. Don't we all live for those 2 days off, ultimately? And we've got, what, a week and a half, and we're out of April and into May. On this show, though, it's not about the calendar and flipping the calendar. In fact, it's mostly the sharing of ideas back and forth as to what was Barack Obama thinking, at least the show is focused on this, when there was that reversal on the CIA folks involved in the interrogation of the prisoners at Gitmo. Boy, this thing gets more and more twisted by the day. We're going to jump into that. And by the way, we did find out that the interrogation was, quote, helpful because it averted an attack in Los Angeles. I'll give you some of the specifics if you haven't been listening in just a few. In the meantime, we have some breaking news, speaking of terrorist activities. And this is happening in India right now. Suspected Maoist rebels in eastern India stopped a train. The number of people on board, they really don't know. It's not clear at this point. But the train actually seized in Jharkhand, which is a place where the rebels claim to be fighting for the poor people in that area and those who haven't at all benefited from any of the state's resources because it is a very mineral-rich area, as I said. And it's not a traditional hijack, I guess, but they stopped the train, so it's kind of sketchy details. The Indian Prime Minister has called the rebels the biggest security threat yet, and in the meantime, now they're saying, and this is happening as we're on the air, that about 700 people were on the train, about 700 people. If you know anything about the Maoist rebels, they certainly have been stepping up lots of attacks throughout the country, and they're in the middle of these general elections. So the second round of elections actually begin on Wednesday. And here's a wild fact. Since the late 60s, the uprisings here and there have caused, they say it's cost them about 6,000 lives, and this voting, just the whole idea of the elections and the voting seems to get worse in India. You got to think about the amount of people in India. You know what the population, of course, is? 1 billion plus. That country is voting in 453 boroughs, or what they would call the lower house of Indian parliament. And you know how many registered voters there are? 714 million. And why is this so touchy? That number shot up dramatically. It's up 43 million from the last vote. So what, you know, ultimately what's going to happen or whatever, there's obviously protests and the train is stopped. So the train's still not moving and there's about 700 people on that train. Also coming up this hour, we have birthdays and this day in history, odds and ends, which just means we take you around the world and some of the other things that are making news. Here's a real shocker for you. How many times have you heard this expression in your lifetime? Geez, he just didn't seem like that kind of guy. One of the friendliest people I ever met. What a personality. I can't believe he did that. I have a zillion of those expressions I could pull out that I've heard in my lifetime covering stories when I was a news reporter, also doing talk shows, and just in my personal life where somebody did something completely nutty and sometimes harmed somebody and you were stunned. Well, he's been dubbed the Craigslist killer. And he's a med student, second-year med student from Boston University. He's being held without bail, and they have him all kinds of which way for this. And if you haven't heard the story, the kid's name is Philip Markoff. He's 22 years old. He's suspected of murdering a woman that he might have met through a Craigslist online ad. And not the only one he met on an ad. His fiance is saying, and her name's Megan McAllister, sent a note to ABC News saying, he's the wrong guy, he was set up, it's not him. You were given the wrong information. He's a beautiful person inside and out and couldn't hurt a fly. And she's not the only one saying it. Listen to what some of the friends had to say.
I guess it feels almost like I'm in one of the TV shows now.
It's difficult when you hear news like this about students who go to your school and are on your campus. I'm shocked.
I can't even put it into words, the disbelief I'm feeling right now. This is a great guy. I met him a few times, saw him in the hall every day.
I mean, he was just a genuine guy. Like, he, an everyday college kid you would see, like, everything's, hi, how are you? Like, you know, asking you how your day was.
Okay, this kid has no criminal record, and people are pretty stunned on the charges. And what he's specifically charged of doing is killing a 26-year-old. Her name was Julissa Brisman of New York, right? Happened April 14th at the Marriott Hotel. The scene pretty much suggested to the people cleaning up the awful scene, it was pretty grisly, that she was trying to fight him off. And she was ultimately shot 3 times at close range. One of the bullets went through her heart, but she had blunt head trauma as well. Here's what the Suffolk County District Attorney said. He told reporters that it was a brutal, vicious crime, savage. And it shows that Philip Markoff is a man who's willing to, and here's the key thing, take advantage of women, hurt them, beat them, and yes, ultimately rob them, because that's the deal. Excuse me. He apparently is a big-time gambler. In fact, when they picked him up, he was headed to the Indian casino called Foxwoods in Connecticut. And is it, you know, he robbed one of the women of $800 and a bunch of other personal items. He tied her to a door handle with duct tape over her mouth. Now, this is a different woman. He was charged in connection with that robbery 4 days earlier at a different hotel. She made arrangements to meet him through Craigslist for a massage at the hotel, but then was held at gunpoint and bound up and robbed. Boy, she probably considers herself lucky when she heard about this other woman's death. Same thing. She was a masseuse, went to meet him, only she ended up dead. And they've got surveillance videos from the hotel, where she was murdered, and it showed him. He's tall, he looks good, he's clean cut, he looks like a preppy kind of guy. See, looks can be deceiving, though. What does this say, though, about the whole Craigslist deal, too? So this woman, no matter what choices she was making, certainly didn't deserve to die that way. He was apparently pursuing women who were advertising on the internet. And the site was, that's why they're calling him the Craigslist killer, is because it was Craigslist where he was getting these women. Now, the Craigslist CEO said the company is horrified and saddened that this would have happened and they would be associated in any way with the crime of violence. And of course, you can see that. I guess they're going to have to put in other security measures. How many times have you heard those expressions in your life? Man, oh, man, I hope they nail them to the wall. Hang with us. Meet you on the flip side.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to OrderChoose.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Waterboarding. Now, apparently there were some in the Bush administration who didn't want to see any kind of torture techniques, and that's what they're calling it whatsoever, meaning the waterboarding and the stripping and the walling and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And then, of course, once the memos were crafted, now here's the thing. I mean, it's easy to be the Monday morning quarterback after it's all said and done. Now that the memos have been released, it's fallout time. And what the intel director, the Obama administration's top intelligence guy, is saying, actually told employees last week that the information that was obtained in interrogations, including the harsh techniques, were approved by George W. Bush. And that now there's kind of a deeper understanding of the Al-Qaeda network, and the methods were waterboarding and face slapping and sleep deprivation and, you know, things that we've obviously already talked about. So the release of those secret Bush documents last week has now created the biggest Pandora's box that you can imagine so far, I think, in his administration. Because another memo has surfaced, and one that is more specific, one that actually is saying, okay, here's the deal. There was an attack that was thwarted in Los Angeles because Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was waterboarded as much as he was. He wasn't going to give up any information. Zero, nada, wasn't going to do it, but decided to do it after he felt like he was drowning over and over and over again. So here's where you have to decide. At least in this instance, with this one leader, mastermind, whatever you want to call him, of 9/11, it did work. it's no longer in the arsenal because it's outlawed basically. So it won't happen again. If it does happen again, then obviously legally heads would roll. But the technique did bring good information. That's the thing. That's the part we never heard about. When everything broke last week, and of course it was a lot of the stuff was already out there. Now it's showing us that the high value information came from the interrogations. So this stopped some future attacks. The information gained was valuable in some instances. But here's the thing you don't know, I guess. You don't know whether they would have gotten the same information through some other means. The damage is done. That's it. Waterboarding 266 times on two suspects. And so whatever, for better or worse, that it is what it is. But I'm starting to doubt. You have to wonder. Obama goes, he talks to the CIA, visits the CIA, and didn't talk about the effectiveness or lack of effectiveness of the harsh interrogations, but said that any sacrifice pretty much from banning those tactics was worth it to uphold our belief in the rule of law. Remember, he said that we played that here on this show. It's what makes the United States special. What makes you special is that you're willing to uphold our values. And, you know, he went on from there. I won't go through the whole thing because we talked about it the other night. And now, of course, the other part of this is those people are up for prosecution. Man, you can shoot me a fair or foul. 800-259-5791. If you think it's barbaric and ridiculous and 266, no matter who it was incredulous, can't believe that the United States did that, and you think that anybody involved in it should go after anybody, then let us know. Or if you think, hey, obviously it yielded some important information, so whether it seems harsh or not, nobody was decapitated, nobody was hung, nobody had their fingernails pulled off or any of their toes snapped, which we know has happened certainly to Americans. Not that it would make it right to do that, and we wouldn't do that because we're not barbaric like that. I know people are shaking their head listening to me and saying, wow, that's unbelievable, because I think it is barbaric already what's been done. Here's something else that I said I would bring up, and I haven't jumped to it yet because the focus has been so much on the torture deal. But there's a doctor who claims that he's implanted embryos into four women and that he's cloned a human. Now, like I said, this guy is very controversial, to say the least. And he said they're prepared to give birth to the first cloned babies. You know, this is pretty much a taboo, the whole cloning thing anyway. The one woman, a British woman, was one of the women. And the other women came from the United States, and also somewhere in the Middle East was the last one. So none of the embryo transfers led to a pregnancy, but there is an American who runs fertility clinics in, I guess, a couple of other places where they're saying that there's a pretty good chance that a cloned baby can survive here in the next year or two. But we're really not under pressure to deliver a clone baby. Sounds confusing to me. Here's the bottom line. Who are you cloning? Michael Jordan? Somebody said Michael Jackson? The rich and the famous? No, I don't think so. Who is it that, you know, would you want a clone? You know, Matt Johnson, would you, if you had the chance, and now you got to step outside of yourself, you're dating, you're young, but in the future, would you want a clone of yourself running around?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think it'd be creepy. It's like a sci-fi movie. Do you want someone that thinks, acts, and is just like you looking at you?
But see, I don't think, that's the one thing I always wonder about clones, is given they wouldn't have the same environment that you're raised in, you know? So would they exactly be just like you?
I don't know. If it's a clone, maybe it's just, maybe it, because you're right, if they're not in the same environment, because, of course, they're not in your shoes and your history going to the school, you know, repeating your experiences.
Right.
There would be some differences, but I guess it may just strictly be that they look like you and have whatever your whatever things that you were prone to. Like if you were prone to getting bruises and mm-hmm. getting scraped up and stuff, they would too. I mean, it's very bizarre to think of it, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I'd rather just have a kid, I guess, not a clone.
I'll have a kid, not a clone.
And that way if the kid goes haywire, you can blame it on your partner.
That's right. It's not my fault. You got all your traits from your mother. Certainly not me.
Because if your clone starts acting up, then it's all your genes, you know? You can't blame it on it all. That's from your crazy side of the family, you know?
Yeah. I wonder, you know, it's a great question to ask. Does anybody out there think that cloning is a good thing? Do you think there are people that should be cloned? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. See, I would think that the cloning people, it's just like the embryos. When the in vitro stuff, when you can pick out the type of qualities in the sperm you're getting, like the sperm banks, so you know that there could be similarities to the father, and they may have the math or science gene, or they might be good at sports or whatever it is. And in cloning, I mean, certainly you can see why it's controversial. They're now, like I said, saying that the first cloned human could be born within 2 years and completely healthy and thrive and survive. I just think it's kind of creepy. It'd be like walking around with a mini-me. And it seems, I don't know, to me it seems unnatural. And science is one of those weird gray areas, too. As much as you like scientific advancements, and I think it's incredible what some of the brightest minds have come up with and some of the things that they have done to make people's lives better. People who have, you know, have diseases or people who have lost limbs or all kinds of things in all kinds of directions. But the thing is, how far do you want to push that? Do we really want people to be so self-absorbed and so full of themselves, because that's the same thing, self-absorbed, that they want to see clones? Or is that not, maybe it's not being selfish. Maybe it's, if somebody has a great mind, it's passing it on and continuing the work through that clone. But how do you know, as Matt makes a good point, they're not raised in the same environment, that they really will have some of those same traits? Kind of creepy to think about it, huh? We're going to talk pirates next here on the show, 800-259-5791.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you're very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Blunder of the day for some people listening to us. Hey, everybody. Kate, hanging with you here on America Tonight. This story breaks out of Britain that nicotine chewing gum, lozenges, and inhalers that, of course, are all things that can help you give up the dreaded smoking, actually have the potential to cause cancer. Absolutely. Scientists have discovered a link between mouth cancer and exposure to nicotine. So, obviously, that shows that any of the oral stuff, the replacement therapies, if you're on it for a long time, any kind of long periods, it might contribute to a risk of the disease. There was a study that was done by Mutek Tay of Queen Mary University of London, and they're the ones who came up with this. They found that the effects of a genetic mutation that's pretty common in mouth cancer could actually be worsened by the nicotine and the levels that are found in smoking cessation products. Wouldn't that be awful? You finally get off the cancer sticks and then you get cancer anyway. I would say that this would be groundbreaking information that would have some of these companies that do pretty well. I mean, some of these products fly off the shelves. They have to be concerned about this information coming out of Britain. Now, of course, nicotine, which is incredibly addictive, it's the addictive chemical in tobacco, might have been more carcinogenic than had actually been thought of in the past. So they're talking about chewing gums, all the stuff that I just mentioned. Of course, smoking would obviously be still the most dangerous thing. And if there's a message in this, I guess, is not to overuse it. Whatever it says on the package, you're just going to have to go by that. When they tell you to cut it down after 3 months or whenever it is and then to stop completely, boy, you want to stop completely, whether you're not, you know, you've kicked the habit or not. Because you think of mouth cancer. And when they did this study, what they're saying is mouth cancer affects about 5,000 people in England and is usually linked to smoking or chewing tobacco or drinking alcohol mixed in between with all that. And it's, we know this, it's sometimes diagnosed pretty late. Remember in the majors in baseball, so many guys chewed, and the whole idea was to get them not to chew anymore and just have them know they got 100 cavities or not to go the gum route. There's always a lot of, if you go into a clubhouse in Major League Baseball, there's a lot of signs up about the dangers of chew. And even though still a lot of guys choose to do that. Now, I would think of all the things, and we're such, so many of us are addicted to something, whether it's sex or smoking or, I don't know, food or, you know, name a thing, anything. I would still say, I bet one of the hardest things, period. I'd love to see a true study on this. One of the hardest things, period, to do is to quit smoking. And it's because of that whole nicotine thing. I mean, it's so bloody addictive for people. And then, you know, somebody that, I know people that have gotten the patch, who have gotten the gum, and man, I hope that if you're listening and you're trying to do that very same thing, you pay attention to what the box says and don't push it. If you can't do it, don't push it a lot further than however long you're supposed to use it. But man, that is an awful, that's an awful thing to have to go through, I would assume, if they could link it to that. I was stunned when I saw that study. Of course, it's not enough that it's going to knock those products off the shelves in America, but I would assume that it's going to prompt more studies because they're going to try to prove the opposite effect, et cetera, and to actually pin down more hard numbers as to specifically how many people could possibly be infected with all of cancer, with the mutative gene, because of some of the products that I mentioned. Man, Matt, wouldn't you think smoking is one of the hardest things to do? I'm not a smoker, but I know people that smoke, and I know people that have tried hypnotism, the gum, the patches, and they just cannot. I mean, they cannot do it.
Yeah, I've witnessed a lot of people try, like they were just habitual, you know, pack-a-day smokers, try to just cut the habit, and it's impossible for them to do it. It always takes them, you know, 5 or 6 tries of actually quitting to get it fully out of their system.
Yeah, I think, too, that the best thing it seems that I've seen from people who have had success is the cold turkey method. I think that's like anything. Some, if whether it's weight loss, whether it's procrastination, whether it's, you know, whatever your deal is, whatever your Achilles heel is, it seems to me that when you finally, there's just this willpower thing and it kicks in, and when you finally decide that's it, I've had enough, I'm not going to do it, then those people, I think, tend to be the kind of, you know, it tends to be something that sticks, that they quit and they're done. That all of a sudden one day, in fact, my mother has a friend, nicest lady you'd ever want to meet, like just has this wonderful heart. And she smoked up until the time she was, I think, 30. And now she's like 50-something, so it's 20-some years or whatever. And that was the case. I mean, it was definitely a smoker, 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 smoker. And then all of a sudden one day said, oh, okay, that's enough. I'm around kids, I'm doing all these things, I'm involved in sports, and, you know, I have 3 kids and grandkids and everything else, and just boom, cold turkey, never again. And that was it. No problems. Didn't sway, wasn't tempted, didn't go back, and didn't care if other people were smoking around her. It didn't push her in the direction to, you know, want to do that. Hey, I think it's time for us to check the old inbox.
You have mail, mistress.
Yay, we have mail. Let's go to our pal, Dennis McMahon. Boy, he always emails us some of the most fascinating little notes. And that's why we love Dennis, who listens to us in WVMT. Good folks up there. So here's what I got from Dennis already on this whole cloning thing. Remember I said that this doctor says he's close and it could be a couple of years. And he actually sent this to me from the Independent. I can clone a human being. And that controversial doctor that we talked about, he sent me the link to it, is starting to get a lot of play here in America. And so more and more stories are being written about him. But, you know, ultimately, here's the thing. Is he bragging about this, or is it really going to happen? I mean, obviously he knows how to implant embryos, but the cloning thing, a little trickier. Here's another one from Dennis. It's kind of piggybacked onto that. So, interesting analysis on Obama, which seems to cast him as a classic people pleaser. In a kind of 12-step program analysis, I think it's a lot more than that. We're dealing with not only endemic issues of philosophy, but downright incompetence, which places this country in jeopardy from all kinds of threats, from radical Islam to hemispheric crackpots like Hugo Chavez. Said so well, Dennis. If only I had your gift for the wordsmith that you are, for the way of weaving it. He's right. I think that's the thing. I think he wants to be the populist president, that he's the rock star, that he's Joe Cool, that he wants to be liked. A lot of people want to be liked, want to be, as Dennis says, a classic people pleaser. And I think that's what the deal is with Obama, with some of the things that we've seen. Here's one from Ann. Ann said, Kate, just a little while ago you were talking about the cloning deal. And if we go even deeper than that, do we want to live in a neighborhood of mini-me's? No. Do I want to go out and see the little miniature version of my neighbor growing up who looks exactly like my neighbor, how she did when she was four? Kind of weird. It would be like raising yourself, you know? Do I want to raise myself? Do I want to see the little Katie? I don't think so. I mean, I have those cherished memories in my head. I don't need to see them sitting next to me. And then that's the thing. If you're carrying the embryos, and then you have the clones, and let's say presumably, if for a woman, it could be really an interesting controversy. What if you were chosen and you had the clone of yourself and gave birth to the clone of yourself and then raised the clone of yourself? Does anyone think that's too sci-fi-ish? To me, it just seems odd. And then if it becomes common every day, not every day, but if it becomes accessible to a lot of people, she's right. You could have neighborhoods of mini-me's, of people raising themselves, which I know that's the extreme. And that wouldn't be the norm for a very long time. But, I mean, who knows what the availability would be ultimately, right? Cloning, to me, could be dangerous. When they talk about safe ways to do it with food and what it could do to food products, I kind of like that. I mean, with some research there, That would be something to consider. But the other direction, I'm going to say, for now, nah. Because I don't see the value in it. Somebody would have to prove the value, okay? I don't know if you want to weigh in on the whole cloning thing. You can certainly do that. 800-259-5791. Birthdays coming up.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe.
trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Familiar to some people listening to us anyway. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. We're here 6 days a week. Do you believe it? And you can jump in on the action anytime simply by giving us a jingle, whether it's cloning or torture slash waterboarding slash results, no results slash Obama flip-flopping and anything in between. Express yourself at 800-259-5791. All right, Valerie Bertinelli, we played that. Matt Johnson dug that up for us because Valerie Bertinelli, who's been making a lot of news lately with her weight loss, she was on Jenny Craig and did the endorsement, of course, and all that sort of stuff, and just recently was photographed in a bikini with the big birthday Valerie Bertinelli.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
You gotta love that. Val Bertinelli, 48 years old. I gotta say, I think she looks pretty good for 48 years old. And I, you know, airbrushing aside or whatever they do to pictures, I'm gonna say that, I'm gonna say thumbs up to Val Bertinelli for getting in shape and making it a big birthday this past year. I think it took her like 9 months to lose the weight or, you know, whatever. She went through that weird, twisted relationship with Eddie Van Halen and came out of it on the other side. She was America's sweetheart when they started calling them actresses anyway, America's sweetheart. What do you say? Thumbs up to Val Bertinelli, Matt Johnson?
For sure. Definitely a thumbs up now.
Yeah, she looks good.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Anyone who can dump that kind of weight, good for her. Actress talk show host Sherry Shepherd is 42 years old. She's on The View. Also, she actually does a really funny role. If you ever watch 30 Rock, she's married to Tracy Morgan on that show, and occasionally she pops up, and it's pretty funny, those two together. Actor Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He's been in a ton of flicks. He's 43 years old. Remember actress Cheryl Lee? 42 years old. Singer Peter Frampton is 59 years old. Do you feel like I do? He seems like he's pretty happy from the interviews I've seen. Actor Jack Nicholson is 72 years old, still going strong. Jack's sitting there on the Lakers, right next to Lakers bench, always. Singer Glenn Campbell is 73. Author, Janet Ivanovich, 66. I interviewed her one time. She's got a huge racket going. Her books are hilarious. It's about a woman who is a bail bondsman in New Jersey, and the stories are pretty funny. I don't know how many bestsellers she's had, but it's probably like somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 or more for sure. Red Sox manager Terry Francona is 50 years old. Comedian Byron Allen is 48 years old. Singer Kelly Coffey is 38 years old. Michelle Ryan, 25. Actress Amber Heard is 23 years old, too. The rock musician in front of System of a Down, his name is Chavo, is 35 years old, also celebrating a birthday. Actress Charlotte Ray is 83, and guess what? She was on The Facts of Life. When I asked Matt Johnson about Val Bertinelli, he thought Valerie Bertinelli was on Facts of Life. All you have to do is watch too much TV Land, and you get this all
straight. I was young
straight.
At the time.
Of course you were. You were really young.
I don't know. So, I thought she was Joe for some reason. I don't know.
No. I just, there's similarities. Dark hair, dark eyes. I can see the confusion. Absolutely. Actor Joseph Bottoms, by the way, is 55 years old. Okay, we have this day in history for you as well. Here we are, Wednesday, April 22nd. By my calculation, there are 253 days left in the year, give or take a day or two. No, I think it's 253. 1898, the U.S. and Spain were on the verge of formally declaring war. The U.S. Navy began blockading Cuban ports. In fact, the USS Nashville captured a Spanish merchant ship, the Buena Ventura, off Key West, and then Congress actually authorized the creation of the first U.S. volunteer cavalry known as the Rough Riders. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows the Rough Riders. 1864, Congress authorized the use of the phrase "In God We Trust" on U.S. coins, and since then it has been challenged a couple of times as to not having that on our money. You know, like, almost went to the Supreme Court and the whole argument over whether it should be there, the religious declaration, and what does it mean, and blah, blah, blah. 1889, the Oklahoma land rush began at noon as thousands of homesteaders staked claims. I mean, that's what you did. You literally went down, this is my land, poof, put the stakes in the ground. Of course, I wasn't alive then, and neither was Matt Johnson, but I've read about it. 1954, the publicly televised sessions of the Senate McCarthy hearings began, and you have seen glimpses of that, certainly. No matter how old you are, it's easy to pull up those archives, and it's pretty wild stuff. 64, President Lyndon Baines Johnson opened the New York World's Fair. That was a big deal. People still talk about it. In fact, if you go to the U.S. Open of tennis, you see the giant globe is still there. That was from the World's Fair. 1970, millions of Americans concerned about the environment observed the first Earth Day, and here we are, woe these many years later. In 1983, the West German news magazine Stern announced the discovery of 60 volumes of personal diaries, supposedly written by Adolf Hitler, but the diaries turned out to be a hoax. That made big news, however. 1994, Richard Nixon, the 37th president of the U.S., died at a New York hospital 4 days after suffering a stroke. He was 81. This was big news. I was doing a sports show when it happened. But I was married to a Cuban-American man and his family. Boy, I want to talk about, don't bring up politics or arguments that could ignite a fire. This ignited a lot of fire. In 2000, in a pre-dawn raid, armed immigration agents seized Ilian Gonzalez from his relative's home in Miami. He was reunited with his father at Andrews Air Force Base near Washington. A lot of people fuming and thinking he should not have been sent back. Now, of course, he's a pawn in Castro's world because they trot him out here and there as somebody who salutes him and, you know, is part of one of the followers with the Butcher brothers, the Castro brothers in Cuba. We've talked about Columbine High School. That was just 10 years ago. They found one of the bombs made from a propane tank, and it certainly heightened all those suspicions that Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, who killed the 13 people before killing themselves, were going to actually destroy the school. Thank goodness that didn't happen. 5 years ago, sad. NFL player Pat Tillman, who traded in a multi-million-dollar contract to serve as an Army Ranger in Afghanistan, was killed by friendly fire. He was just 27 years old. Really, really super nice guy. Interviewed him one time briefly when I was covering the Cowboys. He had just gotten in. He was just into the was new to the league. But bravo and a salute out to him for risking his life because he felt that it was his duty. This was pretty controversial. Sex abuse victims were awarded about $70 million after suing part of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Also, an explosion at a railway station in North Korea killed 160 people. If we flip back the calendar a year ago, Hillary Clinton won the Pennsylvania Democratic primary, actually knocking off Barack Obama and keeping her presidential hopes alive. We'll see how that turned out, right? Also, a year ago, Democratic presidential contenders, President Bush chastised lawmakers for letting international trade deals actually fall apart and criticized the Dems, the presidential contenders anyway, for wanting to scrap or amend the North American Free Trade Zone. Also, singer-songwriter Paul Davis, we were talking about birthdays, died in Meridian, Mississippi a day after turning 60 years old. I'm going to leave you with this thought from Norman Cousins, a quote, "History is an accumulation of error."